Tim Henson back here with you for what is going to be a mini program because I'm posting the show so fucking late. I apologize once again. Not doing so well on that New Year's resolution. Last week, all the shows were posted shortly after midnight. And this week, well, that just went to shit. Well, you know, it started with me working on the stupid website, and I get consumed with that, and then I was working on the Raymond quiz game that is posted up over there at distortedview.com, which everyone should check out. It's a very fun, hard game, apparently. A lot of people have been commenting on Facebook that it's harder than it looks. Most people are getting about a 6 out of 12. 50%. So the idea behind the game, for those of you who don't know, is a quote is presented, and you simply have to answer, is that a quote from Raymond, or is it a quote from, like, Charles Manson, or Kanye West, or Charlie Sheen? I think the highest score that I've seen, Heather got a 9 out of 12. It's a very decent score. Again, check it out over there at distortedview.com. Today, I've got several audio clips to share with you. Most of them involve sex offenders. First up, an episode of John TV was recently posted on YouTube. We've talked about this guy before. He's one of these video vigilantes. He was sick and tired of seeing the streets of his town littered with prostitutes. So he decided to pick up a camera and start filming them and catching Johns in the act. I don't know how this dude is still alive, because he runs up. Usually what happens is a guy will pick up a whore in his car, drive to like an alley or something, and then they just start fucking, right? And that's when John TV jumps into action. He runs up into, like, looks right into the car, starts screaming at the guy, right? Scares him. The dude could easily whip out a gun and blow the host's head off. That hasn't happened yet, and John TV has been around for many years. They have about 180,000 subscribers on YouTube. So let's take a listen to John TV confronting a pair having sex in the back of a car.
You're busted, buddy.
Get out of here.
What the hell are you doing?
Get out of here.
I'm not going anywhere.
So we've got the woman on her back. All we really see are her bare legs up in the air. Then a very fat, a large man... a Hulk in between her, fucking her, condomless, by the way. And he's just got, he's got his shirt on, you know, and it's like a drape. So fat. And he, you know, he was fucking her, and he couldn't fit his whole body in the car, so he had the door open. So half of him was, like, hanging out of the car anyway. It looked pretty suspect.
This was private.
You think so?
Yeah, on a side street next to a pharmacy. That screams privacy. And it's very romantic. I mean, I can understand him not being able to control his libido. I thought this was private. It kind of sounds like when Mike Judge does a cartoon voice of an adult. There's a little Hank Hill in there. I thought this was private.
Want to sign a complaint? I can get the cops out here. Here, let's do that.
No,
that's okay. We don't need to bring the cops into this.
Oh, you say you want to sign a complaint. Let's do that.
I didn't say I want to sign it.
You don't.
He's like putting his underwear and pants on while they're having this discussion. We don't need to call the cops.
Yeah, is this 911?
Oh, well.
Yeah, I need a officer out to 69th, Southeast 69th.
Of course it was on 69th Street. I always wonder why the guys hang around. Like, just get in your car and drive off. He's just standing around listening to the guy called 911.
Eastern. We got a prostitution-related loot act in progress.
I didn't know she was a prostitute. This is my sister.
My name is Brian Bates.
Man, come on.
Yeah, Brian Bates is
come
the host.
On, man.
Brian Bates is a bit of a cock block, isn't he? No one likes you, Brian. Asshole. Ooh, it's a Mercury. They still make those?
What were you thinking?
I was thinking I want to get my dick wet.
No, sir.
What were you thinking bringing a hooker out here, though?
I'm not a hooker.
She's not a hooker.
Okay, we already taped her getting picked up on Robinson when you drove out here.
I'm a businesswoman.
That's where we were set up on her. Is it worth going to jail?
No.
It's not, is it?
I didn't.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Is it worth it?
No.
$20, $40.
No, sir.
They impound the car at $600. It's a $1,200 fine.
I didn't know.
You didn't know she was a hooker?
I didn't know.
What'd you think when she asked for the money?
Come on, sir, please.
Don't have an answer to that. I love his body type. It's very interesting. It's very slanted down towards the stomach and then goes back in, and he's wearing a shirt that's tucked in and tight, so you can actually see, like, the outline to his belly button. And he's so fat. He's got, like, I think he's got, like, a stomach butt. You know when, like, the stomach starts dividing into two halves?
Please.
I didn't. Can you not get it any other way?
I didn't, no.
Okay.
See, my girlfriend's in jail. Really, my girlfriend's in jail.
Because she's a prostitute.
Sir, I'm sorry.
But what, she felt like home.
What does that have to do with you picking up a hooker on Robinson?
I didn't know she was a hooker.
You gotta come up with a better excuse than that.
I didn't know. I felt this was a good place.
Did she make you use any protection? Didn't look like you had any on to me.
Well, she was going to, but she didn't have any. And I didn't have none
okay.
on me.
That's a good etiquette question right there. Like, when going to a prostitute, should you provide the condom, or is that her responsibility? If I use a public restroom, I expect that they will provide the toilet paper. You know, like, I'm not bringing my own.
There's no telling. She says she comes down here where she's got to pay bills, so she's not real picky about who she picks up.
Okay. I mean, look at you.
Do you really want to be walking out of here with more than just a good time?
No, I don't.
Do you know how much shit you can catch from these girls? A lot.
Excuse me, I'm right here.
A lot of shit. And just because you're horny doesn't make it worth it. Because, man, that's the gift that keeps on giving.
Thank you for the tip.
Very educational broadcast, this John TV. He's like the Chris Hansen of prostitution. Hey, speaking of Chris Hansen, he's back with more To Catch a Predator. This most recent episode was kind of cool because, you know, like, they're always reading from chat transcripts? This time they actually had, like, phone messages that was that were left by the creep.
This phone call will creep you out.
Hey, baby.
Oh, that is creepy.
He appears to be so desperate.
I love when, like, adult men try to talk sexy.
Would risk
to
a
girls.
Long prison sentence for a night with a 13-year-old.
I love that was the only part of the phone call they play. Like, this phone call will creep you out. The only thing he said was, hey, baby. But you know what? It did kind of creep me out.
The text messages he sends are even more disturbing. He calls the youngster baby. Toupee likes to be called boo.
Hey, boo. I'm all fresh from the shower.
I wish I smell your body, baby. Baby, I think it's going to be amazing for me and you when our bodies are touching, and I'm inside you, and we're kissing. OMG.
Online, Dupay uses fake names like John Santoro and Johnny Connecticut. He's a former mail carrier and says he worked as a package handler at UPS.
And now he wants an underage girl to handle his package.
He claims he's 30, but he's actually 40. He calls Bailey from his cell phone.
Hello.
Hey, boo. Where are you?
I'm outside.
All right, so obviously Chris Hansen immediately busts him.
What is your plan here tonight?
Just hang out, watch football?
Hang out and watch football with whom?
With her.
Who's her?
With Bailey.
And do you know how old Bailey is?
All right, now this is something that I've noticed. It happens every time. When Chris Hansen asks for the age of the girl that they're there to visit, the pedophile always seems to add a few years. He thought he was talking to a 13-year-old, so when Chris Hansen asks him, you know, he'll say, 14. As if that fucking matters. Sometimes they'll say 18. Oh, I thought she said she was 18. You know, like, the threes sometimes look like eights. Three is really just half of an eight, if you think about it. And my screen is so smudgy from all the cum, all the loads I blow on it.
She's 14.
14.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think that's gonna do when you're busted? Like, how is that a defense? You might as well just say, oh, I thought she was, you know, 45.
He told you she's 13. Not that that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
How old are you?
30.
Lies. That's another lie.
Dupay.
His age goes down, her age goes up.
Is lying. We both know he's really 40. And what he doesn't know is that I have all the transcripts of his sordid conversations with minors.
My favorite part of the episodes is when Chris Hansen reads from the transcripts.
Boo. I'm gonna lick you all over.
But I'm curious to see if he'll cop to his intentions.
And why would you at 30 think it would be okay to hang out with a 13-year-old girl home alone?
I mean, we just hit it off, friends.
You hit it off with a 13-year-old girl?
We were just talking.
Yeah, talking about how you want to feel what it's like inside of her. Obviously, at the end, you know, Chris Hansen's like, you're free to leave. Just go through that door. And so he goes through the door. That's when the police, you know, tackle him and bring him in.
Just initial again and sign if you're willing to talk to him.
Now we're at the police station.
In the interrogation room, he cries as he signs away his right to remain silent.
I mean, do you really have to humiliate him again? He cries like a little bitch.
His forehead is wrinkled with worry as he's about to speak to detectives.
He's sweating like a pig. And our thermal cameras indicate that his balls have shriveled up and are now sucked into his body.
She's a little girl. Do you see that in the pictures? Do you see she's a little girl?
Of course, that's what attracted him to her. I swear I wasn't going to do anything with her. I'm just here to talk.
Well, what about when you said, I want to finger fuck your tight virgin pussy?
Yeah, I just thought she was a late bloomer. I thought she was a college student.
But then the very next text is, eating out hairless middle school cunt is my favorite thing to do.
Oh, I wasn't saying that I was going to do that to her. We were just talking about our hobbies.
Yes, but you specifically mention her in the next message. I want to get you on all fours on the kitchen floor, put your head in the open oven, eat you from behind, and then fuck you silly, all while listening to your head rattle around like a 20-pound turkey.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Then I'm gonna shove a baster up your cunt.
I have a pretty creative...
After that is when I will stuff your ass with breadcrumbs.
Are you gonna read the whole thing?
Have you started your period yet? That could be the cranberry sauce.
All right. One more short clip and then we'll call it a day. This is a crazy homeless man. It's been a while since we featured some good crazy homeless audio. This guy's just walking down the street. Pretty much it. He's sort of walking and raising his hand. You can hear the guy who was filming just laughing. Now the homeless guy is approaching this dude. I would be afraid. Is that a velociraptor? I've heard that somewhere, and I'm thinking it was Jurassic Park. He's making all sorts of crazy noises. I like that he sort of ramps up to it. Like, he can't do the scream at first. He's got to go...
Shout. Shout. Let it all out.
Oh, he can speak. Is that the homeless guy or someone else? That homeless guy comes to us courtesy of Sacramento, California. All right, we're going to end it right there. Guys, thank you so much for being listeners. I promise we're going to get back on track with the shows. You know, we did a full-length episode yesterday just for Sideshow members, and tomorrow is another Sideshow exclusive podcast. So it's a great time to sign up. Go to superfreaksideshow.com, pick a monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. It's very inexpensive. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus exclusive content every single week. This is how I make my living, and it would be great to have a few new Sideshow Freaks to start off 2017. All right, we will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll be back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Hello, my treacherous friend. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friend. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been this tonight.
I'll make it feel really good for you.
Feels good. Stop! No! Why are you doing this?
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me? Would you let me lick you everywhere?
That's...